the way you should react to was that it's only a matter of government secret, simple secret, and no one is coming. Okay? This is another question. This is a China Ashura kind of related. This, the new rabbi came into town, and they didn't have the custom of having brushes. And he, the rabbi came in, and he started to ask for a brush. And the little dominant. The father not to shrug the belt. This is good. It was a starting point. they were upset. They said, it's Tichon Tzibur, it's Kavanat Kodesh, it's Kavanat Tzibur. So Rav Chaim Avivi goes into great length, and he says, and in the discussion, he discusses Kavanat Tzibur, he says, I'm glad Rav Avivi should see for Yicholim and Yichol Avivah. The Tzibur can be Yichol and it's Kavanat, he says, but you shouldn't push. So again, I think it's very, I think it's pretty clear that since the case is like the third should be said, and again, like as the Rabbi said, as a provider, if there's a good reason, then it's a good thing about that. If you don't provide when it's covered, but it's covered in Shemayim, then there should be anything. Of course, you know, this question is, what's a good reason? It's not. Where do you stand on this issue makes it difficult? What do you think is important? Okay. Now, we're now going to move into the whole question of what is coming. And then we're going to try to eventually try to reply to the question at hand. But I just add, one of the questions we have to answer is, there is actually someone, I've seen it in print, that someone suggested the cover of zeros on the piece. Okay, I actually saw someone say it, but I never found it in a tshuva. Essentially, all the tshuvas I've ever seen discuss it say exactly what we're going to see in the next two weeks. Yes, where did you see that? I saw that too. Someone said that there would be a covered bridge going from the lady section up to the bima. So I don't understand. Should we stand it through the one? I mean, you have to think about the absurdity of the situation. I mean, just the suggestion seems to me so incredible. This bridge thing, I said, yeah, that's exactly what it is. My brother Doug said that he thought he saw in the Chugo thing of the Sakura level. But I looked this Chugo on the pizza, and nowhere does it discuss it. I don't think it'll sound right. So if you ever, I'll keep doing it. Since two of us have actually seen some reference, it must exist. But in any case, two major modern postgame, and several others, actually reject that idea. They reject because we get a little see, it's sort of. The latest volume and the last volume of Yigur Moshe, eighth volume of Yigur Moshe, but it's the ninth volume, which is published this year. There's a follow-up question. And I think when we were learning about Lachitza, we actually did this. She'ela, in summary, Lachitza, the results are not the same shot. You only have one woman or two women in shul or in an area, do you need a Lachitza? One or two women. She may be the Moshe Kedekah from a kind of similar to the Tekken They may be Maya in the volume one or a Maya of the Moshe, where the Moshe talks about the pizza for the first time. He states there, she ain't the pizza, I wrote a proof, she ain't the pizza of the pizza, perhaps you may have a machine to buy. And for a few women, you don't need a pizza. He brought it from the case of a group of women and everybody's in the Azara, and that's the double of the first, the movement
what I say, says Rav Moshe, that you have to have a mechitza, whatever, they're supposed to be large groups of people coming together when you're obligated. It's not a private affair, but it's a mandate, like a freedom of principle. You need a mechitza, so how does she get away? How does this woman come in? Bring a girl, represent her group for the girl person. So he says, because then he says, because one woman, you don't need a mechitza for one woman. That's what he says in the Chedek Hay. They take him to task, he says, what do you say? But anyway, she'im chiyam mechitza, let me say, come on, let you go, she'im chiyam mechitza, the hasim, the great man, the Russian, the third mechitza. The third mechitza, I come and mush it into, how many women is it? You don't need a mechitza. To go on the big avail, the hasim and avail. On the great, the hasim and avail, you're having your davening in the morning, and there are women who are there too, and they want to daven too. Do you need a mechitza or don't you need a mechitza? Separate seating and lots. Yes, we read from that. Bakai. The question is, if you're dining there appropriately for 7 days, is that Bakai? Is that you're setting up this as a house of prayer? Essentially, the motion will you'll see. And then the guy's not called up. You know, you're a whole bunch of friends are together, and they went out for a picnic, and then they wanted to have a mincha, and have a mincha, and then we wanted to have a drink. They're most welcome to the motion to it, except if it isn't. We don't need to do it. It's the Gomba Beit Abel, where you have regular davening, all the Beit Medanashim, the Kavim Shem, the Beit Chol, the Beit Shabbat, Shein Shem, and it's האם מותר להניח שכמה נשים יכנסו וישבו בסוף המלך ונקבו את הלוי לצאת סבב. הנה בכל הדורות נהגו של החכמים, he said, now he's bringing from the מחזורש. הנה בכל הדורות, for many generations, נהגו של החכמים היה נכנס את אישה מילה לבית נתנה של חכמים. לא יודע, מן. A woman, a woman, it says, a poor woman who would come to bed. But, moms, or a Beilava Mam Kaddish, or a Beilava come in to say Kaddish. This is a motion we talked about, this Chuba, where we learned about Kaddish, that you see the motion gives testimony that in Europe there weren't instances where women were saying Kaddish. And she would actually come in to the shul, or the Mashiach, which is the one. You remember the old European shul, but there's Mefesh, certainly there was shul, there was a Mefesh. The Beis Mefesh, we would have a Mefesh. Or they open in the morning, they go, or they love a Makash. Va'alachana ma'sevi yetzen, so if you, this is actually looking for this, and this still needs investigation, the three of our days, it depends on what the service. Umi kovi. Nireshu b'dei midrash, shebechol shabbat tirtze afilu b'sha'ata, b'vol b'nukam. If you know that on every Shabbos, there's going to be a woman, there's one woman who coming in regularly, she ain't left there to come. Because that's the feeling. So that God, but if there's never a woman, that, you know, on a particular Shabbos, she came to shul. This is that kind of Shabbat. The actual act of that kind, not a dead machine of a woman. According to the tour, the day is Raya, the ancient Raya, and he's now says, question, this is other than proof, like the proof that you brought, which is what? Shaladina Eshaladiyah Shachat Kaneva. That's what that means. But you allow one woman to come to the shul, then a big shul, that's a fish, but that's a gimbo, right? Which is our famous shul. He showed that a bunch of women in theory would come in for an aliyah. So you see, if she had come in for an aliyah, she'd come into the men's section. Generally speaking, but here and there, but Moshe is here. One got only, and there was no question of the chitzah. doesn't want anybody to come to again. Yes, just the woman goes into the there might be another angle. That's not true. There was a question. Someone said, you've been in weddings where a whole bunch of guys get together to get married. And the women are walking through all the time, and nobody says cool. The thought seems to be that if the women are not connected to the activity that's going on, they're just going through. I mean, they're just passing through. But that's not a problem. But it's groups of men and women together. It's the togetherness that creates the okay, here's Rav Moshe Malka, who is the chief rabbi, who is the chief rabbi of Petah Tikva, and he writes as follows. The familia Kisak Isha and the Na'uvital Avi, the Vedic Messer. There's some time that a woman will come into shul to bring her kid into shul and give her up to the mom. The Kol Shekein, Shelo Yoshevet Shavu Levi. She doesn't sit there. She just sort of darts in and darts out. The beginning of the day and the end of the Kol, Shein, Shein is super, there's no question, yes. Kefi Yishevet Shavu Levi, you want to prove. What's the proof? Ishalot Tikva, Mishal Kavarat Sipo, Mitnei Kavarat Sipo. What's the reason she can't do it? Because of Kavarat Sipo, the Ita, she has Suha, the Kanesna Shavu, totally prohibited for her to come into Shul and the men are there. No, it's they come to Zibo. They come to the Zibo. Kim Eila Vashuti the Ganesha. The Vade Shalom, because she can't come into the men. So we see these two puzzles taken for granted. I mean, it's almost en passant, as they say, that there's no Mechitza problem for women to get in the room. That's a loaded question. Let's put it this way. I will quote, I will hide the name of some of Nature's quote. Some of Nature said, there's no other shoe in the town. I don't know what this is. And this is the question that was asked. But there's no other shoe in the town. And the only shoe in Russia is the controversial is as it's seen. It's very clear when you read that Shabbat, and we're going to discuss it next week. Very clear from the Shabbat that we're in separate seating, and that was a shul. There was a lot of discussion that was going on in the States in the 50s. Many rabbis who were going to Dar Sinai who had shuls that did not have pizza, that's not what's going on. So, I mean, they're more lenient on letting them take their shtubs. In general, it's a condition for the pizza. When I was a kid, I went to a shul for very, very fun yes. The answer is in the Abad, yes. Something not in it. It's not the opposite. Okay. Turn the page. Okay, we're finally there. What is covenant Seabro? What is covenant Seabro that we're concerned about for women getting in? And as you will see here, there are essentially 4 reasons, or 4 schools that struggle with what this covenant Seabro. The first thing has to do with what I call shashi, or fear of distraction, or chitzel, and it runs the gamut from being mild to severe. That is, how much are you concerned about it? Is it shash? Because if it's covered at Seabro, it sounds like it's Mochel, I mean, it, you have to understand, if you take it very, very seriously, if this, you're really concerned about a major, major distraction, I can see that. Look, let's read inside. More to see it. This is from Yaakov Ending, the 17th. Shita made a Maramu Rukho. The Ola Eden Kari Knani. An Eden Knani can get in Aliyah. Akhadabu Ritka Maramu Hekel. Even though it's not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about a minor and a woman. But in Maramu Rukho, it feels that an Eden can get in Aliyah. We shouldn't get Eden Knani in Kashkisha. Because in Eden Knani, given the status of the Torah, Vakol the Tuya Eben. Hakol is Hakol Olam. The Yom Shiva, what does that Hakol include? Who else is not obligated? Miners and the women, who else? She's an Eben. In the end, you'll see the Adib Mishaba that an Eben has one advantage over it. To eat Vak. We should call it Tzibur Mechakila, right? Then if she's the Mechakila, a priori, Miha, nevertheless, Echa, the Efsha, the Efsha, the Lata, the Shum, modern presentation of this, which is Rabbi Wood.
relationship is between women and Evan.
Yes.
Well, an Evan's status can be changed. He has the potential to be a regular Jew.
But right now, he's not. But right now, he's not. And there, I know this seems strange, but there are some.
But there are ways to
push up.
And there's no way that a woman's self.
It's true, but that's not the issue. The issue of Kabbalah and Tzibur, as we've seen until now, seems to be one exception. Every other woman coming up and being in the center of the service, reading from the sector, getting on the back of the about going to change. Right? That might change the whole thing. But okay, the question is her being in the center of the synagogue for some of you this seems very strange, but I want you to know that for most of my rabbinic career, I take it as a personal mission to try to convince women to say good that way. And do you know how difficult it is for me to convince women to say that the Martina is a synagogue? As a special subject, she says, well, what? And she stand up into the center. So, when I present it this way, maybe some people find it strange. But when I come to a pretty woman, I want to mention it so much. Rabbi Chaim Zalman Goldberg, in an article written this year, he's talking about, the article's about Shevardnadze. Katat HaRamba, the Vey Chachamim Mevachim Berkat Chachamim, Ve'en Mevachim Mevachah Zungo Abadim Mevachah. Shevardnadze. So this is an issue which I've been doing research on for many years. It's an issue that's going on and on. Women saying Shabbat. And what the Chaim Zalman Goldberg is responding essentially to the Tshuva of Gershuni. Well, Gershuni suggested that women couldn't say Shabbat. First, both sides seem to have said such a thing. Say Shabbat. And we, well, say Shabbat. And this, and he, the Mahani Zalman Goldberg, strongly objects to it. And he cites the Rambam. So the Rambam says, the Beit HaTamim Mevachim Berkat HaTamim, Ve'en Mevachim Berkat HaZungo Avadim Mevachim. And this bracha cannot be made by slave, by non-Jewish slave from minors. Notice, women are not suggesting that this woman of Gershuni is very good, suggesting that maybe women can say Shabbat. When we come to say, Lo Hizki HaRambam Shisha Lo Tavari, and for the following reason, says the Rambam did not mention it, Kivin Shiesh Kan Iso She'anam Be'isha Shalom Tavari. Because for a woman to say Shabbat, and reform and make the bracha, it's to be motzi that see reform and tzibur, is the same iser, the same problem, as the woman getting aliyah and reading for the tzibur. Which is what? Kabbalah and tzibur. The gan berkat chatanim yibet tzibur. Berkat chatanim is also in the tzibur for the tzibur. B'chein hiskim eben. That's why the Rambam had explicitly ruled out eben. She came nila, she covered a tzibur inyan, shel tzniyut, v'zeh oshiyah. The reason why he had to rule out an Eben is covered a tzibur doesn't apply to Eben. He didn't have to rule out one because everybody would know that just as a woman came to Galilee with a covered a tzibur, you know, it's like the covered a tzibur. Covered a tzibur, so she can make sure a brachot, the tzibur. And he says, it's a matter of a
of modesty. Is that no shame? But that doesn't apply to an eminent man. Umashalo iskir she'eben alinu k'nei yeshiva. Nida shatama dava. This is what he says. The reason why Eben is not mentioned, like, oh, alinu k'nei yeshiva, why did he mention Eben? She'eben alinu k'nei yeshiva. Because an Eben won't come to read the Torah. She'eben alinu k'nei yeshiva. He reads in his master's presence. Yet Sanachem. His reading getting aliyah is a sign of this self-care. But the hand ain't the push of God. It's not the situation for you. It's not clear about it. I don't understand the narrative. But in any case, he says it's very rare that it ever would read because if he reads it, his master's present. But he says it. And now I give you several other sources. That says the same thing. Okay? So far we have here a school that seems to accept the idea that the covenant seeker was sincere, a modesty concept. A woman coming and leaving in the center of the service is a modesty issue. Modesty, distraction. It's, however you want to present it, in different gradations, that's the issue for the school. Now, I'd like to, in Source 101 and 102, I want to demonstrate two posting teachings that clearly reject this position. They don't say, how they learn covenant seeker, but it's clear they say it's not seeker. Okay? So this is here on the Shulchan. In the course 79. Let's go back to source 79. Page 17. And again, it's dealing with the issue about Eved, about an Eved getting an aliyah. And I mentioned it to you there. But the early Shulchan writes what? I call over the minyan Shiva. So the early Shulchan says, okay, look at it, so it should be maximum. What does the Shulchan say? The Yishalmi Megillah, each of the Eved Ola the Minyan Shiva, the woman that are the Eved getting the Katan Rabbeinu Ramah, Rabbeinu Ramah writes, the Diva Pisha, that his rule is like a woman. Kloma, what does that mean? Shilachatkila lo yada mekne Kabbalat Zibur, that an Eved too should not get an Aliyah because of Kabbalat Zibur. Now the Arach HaShulchan clearly is equating Eved and Isha for being a problem of Kavodat Zibur. That's not a gender issue that applies to him. He's clearly ruled out. It's neither is an argument, correct? All these other people said an Eved is different than an Isha. They learned that an Eved can get an Aliyah, or a woman could not get a Kavodat Zibur. The Arach HaShulchan clearly ruled it out, and then the other book I've been here, Shulchan Atzei, she thinks the exact same thing. And an Jew can't get an Aliyah Kavod Tzibur. We don't know what for them what Kavod Tzibur is, but we know what it's not. It's not what these posts give. Look at the Sefer HaMa'ovot. 102. The Sefer HaMa'ovot is a Risha. And the famous Sefer Nukha is also a Risha by Rita Ramein Manoah. Okay? So it's 102 and final question. What are they written? Katzvum? Isha lo tukar hatzibur, mishum kavod hatzibur, tama mishum kavod hatzibur, the reason for the kavod hatzibur, they don't know what the kavod hatzibur is, but what do they say? Abel pritzuta leta. There's no pritzut here, there's no problem with distraction, about it. So these are Rishonim. Okay, that carries a lot of it. So it's clear that despite the fact that we brought you four Achronim, who say that the issue here is what? Is a sexual distraction or sexual variety, or we have here several other, four other two Rishonim who clearly do not sexual distraction as a reason for that. Okay. Let's now deprecation. Deprecation of the tzibur that they are illiterate. Even if a woman is obligated, you'll see why I make this distinction. Even if a woman is obligated for to have men not be, but have the women go up, and the men are normally the ones who lead the service, for them not to do so, and they get a woman to do so, which is much more rare, that's considered, that would be considered speaking poorly of a community. In order to understand this, we're going to have to read the Gemara, which on the face of it seems irrelevant, but as we go through it, we'll see it. This is a Mishnah in Sukkah. As you are fully aware, women are free to pass the command of the Gemara. So the if I were to add the women are obligated to daven, and the women are obligated to say halal. She's obligated to daven, so it's a good shakra, it's a sensual essay, it's a shakra. Look at a shakra, because the pleasures of living. So the good shakra you have to say. Shmon essay you have to, because it's bakasha, bakasha, maybe that's the first one. Shma shakra, maybe shma is a declaration of faith, but the three bakasha, say that on the first game. Halam, she doesn't have to say it. She can. She doesn't have to say it because why? Because it's not said. She doesn't have to come out. It's a rabbinic command. It's a rabbinic command. He prays to God. But it means something. What? It means something. One of many questions. It's in most books. I already mentioned we were learning about Tom and Ladame. I said, you come late into shul. Make sure you're not in shock. But it makes no difference. It's not Bakasha Rachamim. The only time it's Bakasha Rachamim is on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there Musaf takes on a whole different tone. There, women maybe probably are Chayav. Okay, this is Bakasha Rachamim. But if it's not, other folks can say it is. Because you say it again and again, they'll say it again, but they get shaded with the devil. So they say it is a Bakasha Rachamim. Okay? That's what the Machlok is based on. You go by its essence, which is merely the mention of the Baruch Pesach, right? Instead of the Baruch Musaf, or you go by some of the statements in it, which are Bakasha Rachamim. Well, that's part of the Shema. Once you got to say Shema, once you got to say Shema Esrei, you got to do it the right way. Your question is not trivial. You've asked a very difficult question, and the answer I'm giving you is what the Poskim said. Once I'm obligated to daven Shema Esrei, I have to daven the appropriate Shema Esrei. Once I fall into the Tikkunat Rabbanan, I got to do it the process. Even though there are elements in it which are so the session is not good. Okay, so halal, women are not chayav. There is one halal that they are chayav. Yes. The seder. Because that's halal on ness. That's not halal on the day, for the rejoicing of the day. That's halal, and women are chayav in the seder because after that you don't on this. That applies to almost everything goes on. But generally speaking, halal, you know, the Gemara talks about a woman for this reason. Misha, the epic of Misha, the content of halal. Some man who has a non-Jewish wife, or a woman, or a man who gave for him, Oda Achareya, he says what they say. They say, Anna, he says, Anna, Hashem, Hashem. They say for him, the couple of them, Rashi, Makinoto, Kat, Aya, Noah, Kat, Kaleva, Aya, Noah, Zimbabwe, share obligation. But if you don't share obligation, you can't do it. Yuka, Ona, Akhalam, therefore they have to repeat. He's got to repeat what they say. Kol Mashoka, what all the people they say. The Kabo Mer, but a curse should fall upon him. Shalom. And if he knows how to cover the mayor of Christian Torah, that he's despising his creator, that social complaint, you people who are not obligated to pay him. I mean, in other words, you should give birth to the moderation. And if you do go out of the way, why do you think somebody doesn't know that? Because I'm hard to be most of you.
Does the whole word, anybody
Anyway, so the story goes that this, comes and asks Buddha, which is the way to go to live? So Buddha says to him, he meets Buddha and he says, which is the way to go to live? And Buddha says, don't you know, that's the Marva Sikha Isha, you should say, which way to live?
It's that the type of person that you're getting to help you
fulfill your obligation. What's your fourth tikkun? According to the other Rishonim, only because you didn't learn. Even if the person's not, even if it's my adult son, he shouldn't do it for me. Okay? This is my obligation. I should do it myself. Birkat HaMazon is something I should do myself. I need somebody else to help me. That is a human. Okay? There are different, what?
The fact they're not leading
goes from the seams of the public to the top of the community. It's not a community, so it's an individual.